Now, Enoch was seventh from Adam. And according to Peter, a day is as 1,000 years. And we know that if that is the calculation, if that is the prophetic calculation, we are in the seventh day from Adam. We are living in the seventh day from Adam. And we are living the third day from Christ. And once again, I would like to say, somebody will be translated. You know, there will be a people who will be translated. There will be a church that will be translated, that they should not see death. You know, now it may sound like a very high thinking, but that is the calling of the church. The church is called to overcome even the last enemy. So there is a salvation of our soul, and there is a redemption of even our bodies. You know, that is where the church is heading. Remember, we are living in the seventh day. And God is going to have a people who will believe as Enoch of old. They will be those who will interrupt by faith and will come into that realm. The church will come. There is a call over his church there. A church that will overcome the last enemy and will come into that victorious place in Christ Jesus. You know, and without faith, it is impossible to please him, the word of God says. So the full salvation, the fullness in Christ, the redemption even of our bodies, is a realm unto which the church of Jesus Christ will come into. You know, as it says here, Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. You know, I want to say this, brothers and sisters. Enoch was confessing life, he was thinking life, and he had a walk with life. Life which is in God. And Enoch could not be found. That's what he says. And he was not found. Yes. He was not found. He was not found. He was walking with God. Everybody looked for it. He was not found. He was in that walk with God in his daily life. He had this testimony. He walked with God. And he had this testimony that he walked with God and he pleased God. You know, the New Testament says to us that we are dead, and our life is hid away in Christ.